Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Olden. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review a couple of different three-dimensional shapes. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put away your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper with a pencil. And then you may put your pencil down because we are going to color first. So what we're going to do is at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture, and we're looking for two different types of three-dimensional shapes. Remember 3D. It means you could, if this was real life, you would be able to pick it up and hold it and turn it around and turn it over, and it would be three-dimensional. It would not just be flat on our paper. So these two three-dimensional shapes that we're going to review are rectangular prisms and cones. So start looking at your picture. Do you see any cones in our picture? Yeah, me too. There are cones in the backyard. Maybe because they're doing a lot of work on that fence, maybe. So they wanted that little boy to stay out of the way. Let's find the biggest cone that's sitting straight up. See it? It's right in front. It's the biggest cone. Let's color that one orange. Now, if you did any other cone pages with me, then you'll know that I talked about cones have one face. A face is a flat surface. And the face of a cone is what shape? Do you remember? What's the flat shape of a cone? It's a circle. Exactly. The bottom of this cone that we're coloring kind of is on a rectangular flat thing, but the bottom of the actual cone is a circle shape. It has a circle face. Okay, big orange cone. Put down your orange crayon. Now, see the cone that's turned over on its side? Let's color that one red. Any kind of red crayon will work. It doesn't have to be a perfect kind of red. I'm just going to use, I haven't even found one yet. I'm just going to use, oh my goodness, my regular red. I found my regular red. So the other thing about a cone, it's kind of special. The sides are curved and they kind of roll up into a point. And a lot of people, including me, if you're in my class, we say that point is a vertex. We say it's a vertex, but you might want to talk to your teacher and make sure she or he agrees with me. 2 seconds, two, one. There's two more cones. See the littlest one? It's over on the side. It's the littlest one. Let's color that one blue. Any kind of blue will work. So yeah, a long time ago, way back probably before you were born, people used to say that the point on a cone was not a vertex, but now people are saying it is, and I say that it is, and so my kids say that it is, and all the first graders at our school say it is. So talk to your teacher, make sure that you agree. If not, you're going to say it has a point. I'm going to say it has a vertex, and you might say it has a point. You should have one cone left. One cone left. We have a blue one, an orange one, a red one. Let's color one of those green, the last one green. So it has one flat face. The bottom of the cone has a face and it's in the shape of a circle. It goes round and round and round. And the point is either going to be a vertex, which is what I'm going to call it, or it's going to be a point. 2 more seconds, two, one. Do you see any other objects that look like a cone in our picture? Yeah, me too. The boy is wearing a shirt with a hat on it, and that hat is in the shape of a cone. Let's make that hat two colors. Let's make it yellow and blue. So make it stripey, make it yellow and blue. You decide how you want it to look, but you could make a pattern or you could do two stripes that are blue in a row or two stripes that are yellow in a row. You decide. Go ahead and make it a pattern for me. And then on the very top where the vertex or the point is, make that yellow or blue as well. That's the hat on his shirt. Looks like a cone, right? And cones, if you turn them over, they can roll in a circle. They really just spin in a circle because of that point or that vertex. Hey, what about the hats on his pants? They're turned sideways and upside down, but yeah, that's a cone, right? Color one of them all blue and color the other one all yellow. So it matches the cone or the hat on his shirt. He's wearing a cone on his shirt because a cone looks like a party hat. All right, put down all your crayons. We have found all of the cones in our picture. Now let's review rectangular prisms. Big words, huh? Two words, fancy. Rectangular prism. Do you see what I see? Yeah, there are a bunch of bricks in this backyard. I think it's because the fence stopped and then there's a bush. I don't know. It's like, where's the rest of the fence? So maybe they're building one. Let's color all of the bricks red. But see the three circles on top of the brick? See those three circles? We're not going to color those red. We'll save those. So go in and around those. Try not to color those circles. Just color around them. Everything else can be red. Now, what do you remember that's special about a rectangular prism? Can they roll like the cone if we turn them over? No. Can they stack? Yes, some of these bricks are already stacked on top of each other. Speaking of stacking, can a cone stack? Could we put a cone on top of a brick? Yes, as long as we made sure the flat surface, the face, was the part that was stacking. You can't stack on the point or the vertex. It won't work. Okay. What are the faces, the flat surfaces of a rectangle? Oh my gosh, boys and girls, I'm just hanging the answer. I can't stand it when I do that. It's like I'm sleeping. I'm in the middle of coloring and I get off track. And okay, one more time. You might have already heard me if you were listening carefully. What is the shape of a face of a rectangular prism? Remember, that's one of the flat surfaces. Yes, they're rectangle faces. Rectangle faces. Sometimes the sides might be a square face, but most of the time, the sides and the top and the bottom are rectangular faces. The shape of a rectangle. I'm thinking that's why we call it a rectangular prism. Now, rectangular prisms have corners. What's a very fancy way to say corners? Vertices, you got it. Take about two more seconds and then we're going to deal with those circles on the flat face surface of the rectangular prism bricks. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's find a black crayon. And if you don't have a black crayon, you can use your pencil and color all the circles on top of the bricks black. We'll color those in black. So rectangular prisms have vertices and they have faces and they can stack, but they cannot roll. They have edges and sides. They're all really, really different than cones, aren't they? They're really, really different. All right, two more seconds. Two, one. There is one more rectangular prism in our picture. Can you find it? Can you find something that looks rectangular with a top and sides? Yeah, the cushion on the lounge chair. See the cushion? We're looking at the side of it and there's a top of it, but we know behind it is another side. There's a front and a back. And then of course there's the bottom that the cushion is laying on. You can see all the faces. Let's color that cushion purple. Find a purple crayon and color the cushion of the lounge chair purple. We're just doing the bottom part. We're not doing the part that leans back. See that part that leans back? That's not a rectangular prism because it's kind of rounded at the top. And rectangular prisms are rectangular. They have vertices. All right, so we have a purple backyard cushion on our lounge chair. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1, finish coloring, and let's move down to the bottom. Boys and girls, do you see the cones? There's 3 in a row. One's sitting flat on its face, one's turned upside down, and one's tilted. See that? Okay, the first one, that's sitting straight up and tall with the flat surface on the bottom, color in that circular face with your pencil. It's a circle face. Color it in with your pencil. Color the circle face with your pencil. Color it in. Then you can really tell it's three-dimensional. Then scoot over. This one, the flat face is at the top. Color that flat face, that circle face. There's only one on a cone. Color that in with your pencil. And then scoot over. We have one on the one that's tilted. Yep, color that circular face. There's just one. Cones only have one face, one vertex, or you could say a point. All right. And they can stack. And if you turn them over onto their side, they can roll kind of. They spin in a circle. All right, scoot over. I see 2 rectangular prisms. Let's trace the dotted lines. There's one in the back going straight down. And then there's one coming down the side. And then there's one in the very back going straight across. Trace those lines for me. And then scoot over, see the rectangular prism is standing up tall and straight. Trace those lines in the back. There's one in the back going straight down, very long. There's one in the back going across that's short. And then one coming towards us on the side. Good. All right, put down your pencil. You'll see a row of different 3D shapes. There's a bunch of them. I want you to find the rectangular prisms, and I want you to color the rectangular prisms green. There are only 2. One is standing straight up and down, and one's kind of on its side. Rectangular prisms have a lot of faces. Rectangular prisms have the top, the bottom, the front, the back, and the side and side. Top, bottom, front, back, side, side make 6 faces. Rectangular prisms have 6 faces. Do you remember how many vertices? They have 8 vertices. All right, green crayons down. Let's look for the cones and color the cones purple. There are 3 cones. There are 3 cones. You're coloring them purple. Cones only have 1 face. It's in the shape of a circle. Cones only have 1 face. It's in the shape of a circle. Take 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. All right, scoot down to the bottom. Do you see the witch's hat and the box of tissue? Which one is the rectangular prism? Is it the witch's hat or the box of tissue? Yeah, it's the box of tissue. Color the box of tissue orange. That's a rectangular prism. 2 seconds. 2, 1. Scoot over. Do you see the fish tank and the ice cream? Which one is in the shape of a cone? Yeah, the ice cream. Color the cone brown for me. We're just coloring the cone, not the ice cream. Just the cone. Color it brown. Good job. Scoot over. I see a cereal box, a box of cereal, and a party hat. Which one is in the shape of a rectangular prism? Yeah, the box of cereal. Delicious. I love cereal, especially for dinner. Color the box of cereal blue, the whole thing. You want to go back later and like make it different colors, like color the star a different color, that's fine. But I'm just coloring the whole thing blue. It's a rectangular prism, has rectangular faces, has vertices. It can stack. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. We reviewed cones and rectangular prisms, and I am here to tell you that you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. I'll see you next time. Bye.